This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 278 for Tuesday, February 25th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures remain lower in Tuesday afternoon following a few attempts to recover. At the final settlement, the March canola contract gives up $1.60 at $646.30 per ton, and the much more heavily traded May contract loses $2.30 at $657 per ton. Spillover is coming from increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, but the Chicago soy complex is narrowly mixed. Declines in crude oil are putting pressure on the vegetable oils. The threat of United States tariffs continue to hover over canola and other markets. Although the U.S. is not among the top foreign buyers of the Canadian oilseed, it's Canada's main export customer for the oil and the meal. An analyst says if those U.S. tariffs are imposed, Canada will be able to find new customers for its canola oil and meal, but that would take some time to occur. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie at 69.93 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 70.3. As the eastern U.S. corn belt is to see light rains for the rest of this week, the Midwest and plains are to be mostly dry. Spring-like temperatures are also forecast for the U.S. The U.S. Department of Agriculture rates the Texas winter wheat at 37% good to excellent, down 4 points from last week. The USDA nudges up the winter wheat in Oklahoma by 1 point at 34% good to excellent. Next week, the USDA will start providing state ratings for Kansas. Crop consultant Michael Cordonnier trims his estimate on Brazil's soybean output by 1 million tons, now at 170 million. He keeps his projections for Argentina soybean production at 48 million tons. For corn, Cordonnier is holding his harvest outlooks for Brazil and Argentina at 123 million and 46 million tons, respectively. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mostly higher on Tuesday afternoon. The May contract nudges up a penny at $10.49 per bushel. May soy oil is down a quarter cent at 46.05 cents per pound. May soy meal adds $2.10 at $303 per short ton. Also in Chicago, May corn loses 3 cents at $4.94 per bushel. May oats jump 18 cents at $3.79. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago May pulls back 6 cents at $5.88. Kansas City May is down 4 cents at $6.05.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May retreats a nickel at $6.31. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, February 25th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.